active shooter situations. They're more rare, but more deadly on military bases than on other government property. Now, that's one finding that comes from an FBI report on active shooter situations. The FBI finds that since 2000, there have been 5 incidents on military property with 27 people killed, 43 wounded. Agent Kate Schweit is the Senior Executive Program Manager for the FBI's Active Shooter Program. She joins us now to talk a little bit about what's happening on federal lands and in the report. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity for us to join you.
Well, thanks for being with us. So let's start at the beginning. What prompted you to do this study of active shooter incidents between 2000 and last year in the first place?
Actually, the FBI is really a result of a broader USG effort. It was really initiated after the school shooting tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. The FBI joined a number of interagency, as an interagency group, a number of our federal partners, Department of Homeland Security, most notably FEMA, HHS, Department of Education, other groups. As the DOJ representative on the interagency group that came out of the vice president's office, and we were looking for ways to prevent future tragedies, ways that we could look to our particular agencies and see where we could fill some gaps, improve the language between all of our agencies to make sure we were speaking as a single voice, kind of a whole of government approach. And the study really came out of part of that. The FBI is the lone law enforcement agency on that group, and therefore it's our obligation and our responsibility to make sure that we look for the best solutions and the best answers to for all of our state, local, federal, tribal, campus law enforcement officers.
After the Newtown tragedy, there was a lot of talk in the halls of Congress and in the public about tighter gun control or doing something dramatic and taking a stance. And that has faded away. But behind the scenes, how would you characterize the government's response? I mean, are you working? Is this a strong response? Is it a constant response to what happened in Newtown and these other shootings?
I think so. I can tell you from an FBI's perspective, I've been in the agency 17 years, and I'm seeing a very strong working relationship between all the agencies that are really stronger than I've ever seen before, and a very consistent kind of an urgent need. I was in the Bureau through 9/11, and that urgency from 9/11 that we saw in terrorism, I know the FBI feels and our partners that we've worked with on the interagency group feel with these types of shootings. As you mentioned in the beginning, They are a rare occurrence, but they are startling, when they occur. And it is our obligation to look for opportunities and ways that we can do better, that we can provide support to law enforcement and to citizens to see if we can do a better job.
And to you, what came out from this study that was illuminating, that perhaps shed new light on something that wasn't fully explored before?
You know, we started this study not knowing where we were going to go. We didn't know what we would find, and I think that was one of the reasons why we felt the need to do this at the FBI. So we looked back over 14 years to say, in these types of shootings, there are a lot of sad situations that result in death in the law enforcement world. There are mass shootings, of course, mass casualties, serial killers, a lot of bad situations where just tragedy occurs that are, Mother Nature's fault. But in this case, active shooters, these are separate. These are different kinds of, it's a subset of the types of situations where a shooting occurs. And, I mean, an active shooter situation is not a mass killing, and it's not a serial killing, and it's not a mass casualty necessarily. So what we wanted to do was to look for this special subset of types of shootings that were occurring and look for, hey, can we start to look for why they're occurring? And that's really what the study is. We didn't know what we would find, but when we looked over a 14-year period, we wanted to first establish a baseline of find the incidents that have the similar criteria of an active shooter situation to see if they have commonalities and if we see ways that we can prevent them. So I know that's a long answer, but I'll add to this that one of the things that we did find that we didn't know we would find is we did see a rising trend in these types of incidents. We saw an average of, in the first 7 years of the study, we saw an average of 6.4 incidents occurring each year. In the second 7 years of the study, that average went from 6.4 incidents a year to 16.4 incidents a year.
And were you, in fact, able to draw those commonalities or to get at why more were happening?
I think why is the most important question because it leads us to prevention, which is the goal. But we don't have all the answers to why. The study is the beginning, I think, in that we have at the FBI a whole team of behavioral experts that work actively on these from an investigative and an operational standpoint every day. And our investigative behavioral experts are going to work over the next year to look at these 160 cases specifically, and to look for those commonalities and those patterns in what might have prevented, what might have brought this person to this trajectory towards violence.
We're speaking with Special Agent Kate Schweit of the FBI about its active shooter program and a recent study it did of active shooter incidents between 2000 and 2013 throughout the nation. I want to return a bit to what we started out with, which was the active shooter situations on military bases and other federal property. Oh, overall, it's relatively safe, but can you tell me a little bit about what you learned when you looked at these places in particular?
I think as you mentioned, it is relatively safe, and that's of course encouraging. One of the kind of byproducts of government properties and military is that most of them don't involve areas where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, and many of these shootings occur in situations where the majority of them, 73 out of 160 that we found, are in commerce situations, business situations. And the second highest number is in education, 24 of the 160. So the government and military, other government and military spaces are a much smaller amount. And I think part of that is because there isn't a lot of pedestrian traffic. Those areas are more controlled. And we will, as we look to the shooters, find out maybe more detail on why. But I think where we did see the shootings were situations where we had, for instance, city halls, federal courthouse buildings, places where that pedestrian traffic occurred and where volatility might be more apt to occur because people are angry, frustrated, and they're in a more public space where more people are vulnerable.
And I guess maybe this is for another study, but do you know if these shooters themselves are people who are acting on the spur of the moment or with little planning or who have premeditated this and know exactly what they're going to do and want a high body count?
Yeah, I'd love to tell you that I know for sure. That's really a question for our behavioral experts. We do know that it is certainly fair to say that they're certainly exhibiting, in many instances, they have a real or perceived injustice that they seek to resolve in their own mind, and they get to a point where they oftentimes are feel they don't have an option, that this is the direction they need to go in. And I think our behavioral experts have seen that trend throughout. I would want to add, I didn't before, that this study was done in conjunction with Texas State University, who's done a lot of research on this, and they have seen a lot of the similar situations. They're going to be helping us out as we work through the next year and try to find out more of the whys, looking for the prevention.
And tell me a little bit about the training that goes into, for example, local law enforcement or at the federal level or people who aren't even involved in law enforcement. Are people asking for more training about what to do in active shooter scenarios, and is that something the FBI is directly involved in?
Yes, actually, the FBI and the other groups, particularly FEMA, DHS, have been involved in these prevention trainings for citizens, and we think those are important. And you can look to the FBI's website. If you type in active shooter on the search bar, you're going to see the Run, Hide, Fight video. We would encourage everybody to view that video. It's a six-minute training instruction film, and there are a lot of things that are available on the Internet that help to explain what you should do, what you should think about in a shooting situation. And the FBI has been an integral part of that, adopting that national mantra of Run, Hide, Fight, which really tries to teach everybody these are the three options that you have, these are the three things you should consider. Run, Hide, Fight, just like stop, drop, and roll when your clothes catch on fire as a child, you're taught. We want adults to understand what Run, Hide, and Fight is. And you can see that on our website, but you can also see that on DHS's website, Department of Education, and HHS.
All right. And we'll link to that video, so we'll make it easy for our listeners.
That'd be great.
Special Agent Kate Schweit heads the FBI's Active Shooter Program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.